Yo, this is the P1 podcast for August 31st, 2008.
To the P1 podcast, y'all. What's up? So here we are today. We're in the heezy, fo-sheezy, as some would say. In the house like a mouse.
Okay.
It's episode 13, no August way. 31st. It's the 3-day weekend, people.
What up?
Yeah, Yahoo! It's a very short work week for me as well. I'm very excited about that. Let's just dive right on in. Here it is. It's me, myself. I am the one, the only P1 Quimbe.
Hi.
What's up, y'all? Hello, hello, hello.
I'm just here to, you know, make your day a little brighter. Fill the gap that the Mikey Show leaves during the weekend. Because it's brutal. Ugh. So, interesting fact about myself. I called in Friday to call into the Mikey Show during the Olympics, and I call and some dude answers the phone. I said, "Hi, it's Quimbe. I would like to talk about Wizard Rock." He goes, "Oh, wait. Is this P1 Katie Evans?" And I almost lost it. The man screening the phones is the one, the only Farley.
No way.
Farley, the guy who does a podcast, or used to podcast, called 30 Minutes with Friends. And he is my friend who trained Ashley on the board. He's been working for Clear Channel for a long time. He's on call there. So it was really weird because he goes, we already had a Wizard Rock call. So then I said, well, I got nothing. So I talked to him for about 5 minutes and caught up with him because we used to cheer together in high school.
Oh, my cheer. God. Oh, yes. My God.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
A guy cheerleader.
Go yep. Big Blue. Marauders in the Heezy for She's Like.
A guy cheerleader.
Yes. So, so here we are today.
Look at him.
Moving right along.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Spirit figures. We won the spirit stick so many times. I went to cheer camp at UC Irvine. It was a lot of fun. Go Anteaters. Woo! And so that was my shock of the day on Friday. Also on the show, we got this guy's name's P1 Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hey, what's up?
Danny.
Be nice.
Danny. Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Danny is soon to become my tech dude.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I charge $4 an hour.
I don't care. I'll pay you
sweet.
I'll pay you in ham. Is that acceptable to you?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not this guy. But gold is acceptable.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Platinum for AO.
Yeah.
Only in bullion form.
Yeah. So anyway, Danny, I love you. BFF forever.
Yeah.
And we're going to be BFF.
All right.
Cue song, Space Boy.
Burn.
Sounds like a
That's
good
right.
one.
Here we go.
Don Imus, you ain't got nothing on this, dog.
This is for my friend Danny. It's a
BFF,
song.
BFF, we're always going to be BFFs. I make jokes at your expense, but you don't care because you have no pants. Look out. We're going to be BFF.
Yeah.
How many cigarettes did he smoke BFF. Right before that song?
I love you. I was like straining my voice like.
Forever.
I love you, bro.
All right.
Isn't my love enough payment? I am the queen after
yeah,
all.
Yeah, right. The this queen.
Should,
listen
should
to you.
Enough. Where's my crown, BTW? You need to bring that next time.
You suck.
I need to make sure to have that for the Hall of Fame weekend, dude.
How yes, funny would that
be?
That'd
be awesome.
How funny would that be?
Do it.
Need pictures of her with the crown.
Oh, my God. I'd stab my own eyes out.
Yeah, Danny, you're brutal. I love you. Also, on the podcast, we have the one, the only, P1 Peaches.
Hi, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Here we go. It is out.
Here we go.
Anyways, So Peaches yesterday went to the wiener dog races.
Oh, talk about it.
Oh my gosh, oh, you my talk God. About it.
I will.
My Yankee, my winky.
So you and Sanjaya, BFF.
Yes, met. We bonded.
Yes.
Me, Sanjaya, and Rachel and his two kids.
Aww.
Yes, they were out in rare form enjoying the fun. Yeah. But anyways, I have never seen so many wiener dogs in one place in my life.
That's what
but did
they
look at wieners?
Yes, I did. All shapes and sizes, color wieners. Yes, and there's some hardcore people down there that, like, race their wiener dogs. Like, I didn't know this is, like, a big deal for them.
They race their wieners?
I do have a question for you.
Yes.
Were the darker color wieners bigger than the...
They were.
Were they?
Dude, I saw this. No, for
oh,
shiz.
Oh, my God.
There was this black wiener dog, dude. It had the biggest chichis. It was so huge.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, well...
His Thank name, you for making
his
my name.
His name was Donkey Kong.
No way.
No, but if
You're
it was
lying.
That, no, I
Larvis.
But anyway, but yeah, it was really fun. Yogi, P1 Yogi, Sanjaya's dog. Unfortunately, he did not win, but he was his first try, and he gave it a really good effort.
Aww.
It was really fun. I want a wiener dog so bad. So.
Was P1 Lola out there too?
She was not.
Oh.
I love P1 Lola.
Yeah.
Yes, she's listening
you
to the podcast.
You want to make sweet love.
On
yes.
her doggy iPod.
Yes. Doggy iPod.
Is it like chipping your dog?
Yes.
That's funny. Yeah. Also, our, the producer, the man, our Samboid operator, general all-around wonderful human being. His name is P1 Spacewalk.
Hey, that's me.
That's Spacey. You.
The king? The king?
I see you over there.
Hello, the king? Hello?
Sanjaya, I'm going to IM you from my room now. Yeah.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sanjaya could not make it tonight, but we do have a special guest. He's the one. He's the only P1.
I'm up in the building holding
it down.
Oh,
my God. I can't even believe it. Look. There he is.
Oh, my
there
God.
Is. I know him. He calls me sometimes.
Yo, what's popping, everybody? How you doing out there in the world? And yeah.
Radio land.
Yeah, Pop radio land.
Play out.
Oh, wait. You said for me to get some poison. I thought you meant this kind of poison.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I was talking about Belle Biv DeVoe.
Oh,
that girl
gosh.
Is poison.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Homie. Holla.
All right. Ayo, we got you here.
Yeah.
And I want to know, I have questions for you.
What's up, girl? Holla.
I want to get to know you on a level that is unknown by any woman you've ever met in your life.
Hey, girl, don't talk about it. Be about it.
All right. Wow. He's actually scaring me. I'm like, I can't go through this. I was just talking. I was just kidding.
Typical woman.
So P1AO, if you don't already know, if you just finally crawled out from under your rock and you're a P1, P1AO has really made a mark. And if he can keep this going into 2009, I think we got the 2009 class Hall of Fame right here. Number one, first entry.
Hey, I'm just trying to do what I can do when I can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you are.
I hear you.
I hear you loud and clear.
You did. Grab a shovel. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh, no. That's the best one.
We are grab BFFs. A shovel. We are BFFs.
Yeah,
already.
We're going to get into this. So nice. First of all, I'm going to put a little spotlight on you, boy. Shovel. And hot seat for AO, everybody.
Yay!
Yeah.
We're going to ask you anything we want. Okay.
Yeah, you can do whatever. So
How many chips?
He ain't rich like P. Diddy, but it's cool. So, Ayo, how old are you?
I'm unfortunately 25 years old.
Oh, quarter of a century.
Hey.
That is a milestone.
Hey, no.
Big deal.
I don't want to be there.
Really?
No.
Aw. Yeah. But you've aged so beautifully.
Oh, thank you.
I have to say, your skin looks great. You're glowing.
Hey, girl.
You have this honey glow, too. I just want to lick your skin.
Like sky and a ham.
Yes.
Like the honey glaze.
You're like a honey glazed ham, you sexy man. Okay, so 25. How long you been a P1 for, dog?
About like 3 years, you know. Just I love a Mikey show and I can't help it.
Really? How did you get turned on to the Mikey show?
Actually, an old boss of mine who was kind of cockeyed.
Wow.
He was like, dude, gotta listen to this radio show. It's called the Mikey Show. Like, man, I ain't trying to hear that. I listen to rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
he was like, listen.
AJ's Playhouse. Yeah.
No. 989.
Hello. Oh, sorry. Boricua.
Oh, my God.
Come on, guys. Let's be serious about things.
Okay.
Okay.
So your boss says you got to check this out.
Yeah, man. It took me a couple of days, but then I dialed in and I heard Tone Deaf Karaoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ashley
talk
got
about
the rap
it.
In, and that's how it happened.
Great
and
bit.
I've been stuck to that thing like Elmer Glue, for real.
Aww.
You know what I mean? God.
And how do you listen to the show? Like, do you listen by radio, MP3?
Radio, girl, I'm live all the way.
Yeah? Are you at work when you listen to them?
Yeah, you know, I just listen to work.
Got doing your street pharmacist duties or what?
Yeah, girl. And right. As a matter of fact, my side business is a hustle.
Oh.
So if y'all need a midget, a toucan, or you need some rims for any car, I got you.
Really?
It's nothing.
Wait, I'm more interested in the toucan.
I'm serious.
What the hell?
Some people say it's a parrot. I call it a toucan.
Yes.
I can even get a peacock for you.
Oh, my God.
I swear, hey, you think I'm lying? Man, I'm for real today. I got more hookups than a closet full of hangers. I'm serious.
Oh, that's very interesting because I have more hang-ups than a closet full of hangers. I mean,
I'm looking for it.
Find it. Where's the drop?
It was so bad. Yeah. Hang-ups? Come on.
Oh, man. Oh. You're killing me, Smalls.
I tried to be funny.
Fail.
Let's see. What else do you want to do? Are you a native San Diegan, sir?
Yeah, you know, I've been out here for quite some time. I like to go on vacation a lot, you know. Baller on the budget, you know. I don't pay for it, but when I go, hey, you know.
Very nice.
I just gotta go.
Yeah. Do you like long walks on the beach?
Absolutely.
Looking longingly into another man's eyes.
I don't look at no man
that's
like
your
that.
Son.
You better stop playing, girl. What happened to the golden like a goose egg look, girl?
Sorry, baby.
Come on.
I'm sure that everybody wants to make sweet love to you.
I hope not.
Man, woman,
no
child,
man. No.
Everyone.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Oh,
you
my
know,
gosh.
Quimby, I
yes,
like to send a special dedication out to you right now.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, Quimby, I gotta give it to you right now. Here it goes. Excuse me. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
You know, one day I was just listening to the Mikey Show, and I heard you call up, and I was like, I gotta call this 1-800 number because this girl sounds so sexy, especially when she does.
Oh my God, it's Quimby.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just like to send all my love to you.
I send all my love to you.
I just want to get
I'm
on
so
one
glad
knee.
I called in, AO, and said that I loved you. I mean, we're on the site. I'm just so happy that you get there. And now you call me on the phone. Oh.
No, it's so good.
Oh, okay. Gotta keep it together here. Okay, well, does anybody else got any questions for AO?
Yeah, bring it on.
Explain yourself.
Do anything. Holla at me. I'm a
anyone.
Nut job.
Anyone. Yeah. Anybody else got questions?
Ask away, please. Feel free.
No one?
No one?
Come on.
I do.
Yeah? Talk about
you
it.
You say you're not P. Diddy, but you're going to Paris?
I'm not going to Paris. Who told you that?
Where are you going?
To Italy.
Italy.
Going to Italy, home.
Well, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, about to go kick it with the Italians.
Whatever, dude. So how are you not P. Diddy?
Hey.
His dad is P.
Free,
Diddy.
Oh, who's paying for it?
Huh?
Who's paying for it?
Who? Your feet don't fit a branch. No.
I told you, P. Diddy is his dad.
No, I wish he was. I wouldn't have to go to work for nothing. I sleep all damn day.
Hook a sister up with that.
Like, hey, got your back like a car seat. You need a chicken, I'll hook you up. It's nothing.
Yeah. I want a toucan. Hey, can I get a toucan?
I'm telling you.
Can I name it Sam?
On a special. $14.95 plus tax.
Oh, okay.
$16.72.
Can I just like beatbox with you on the weekend?
Can I get a duck-billed platypus?
Platypus, yeah.
Thank you.
That's
all I've ever wanted.
One. We can't get a real one.
I want a white tiger. Can I have a white tiger?
Easy, it's nothing.
What about a liger? I heard those are pretty rare. Yes.
Hey, we got this crackhead to walk around my neighborhood. We call him a liger. Have him. He's free because he be always trying to hit me up for change. You know what I'm tired of giving out money. I've been giving my money away for too damn long.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Well, Ayo, we're so glad to have you here.
Thanks, guys. Ayo
is going to be one of our contributors today.
Thanks, guys.
As we move along to talk about all the great crap that was ever invented by me because I'm gay. You know? Speaking of gay people, there's a lot of gay people on this place called p1site.com.
Nice delay.
Thank you. p1site.com. Yeah, the peaches version. love. She sounds like that little girl in the Poltergeist when she's inside the TV. Carol Ann! Carol Ann!
Play the original so you can hear it.
Carol Ann, come to the light. All are welcome.
Quimby first did this for us.
Here's my version.
That's way better. Mine owns.
Yes, Danny's.
That's true.
It.
Yours does.
Yeah, oh. We might as well do them all. This year.
There it is.
Look, Ayo's ears are bleeding. Get him some tissue.
He's here. Concentrating really hard.
Oh my god. Ayo checked out. And that was in record time.
Yeah, that seriously is.
Congratulations. Ah, yes. PayOneSite.com. Yes, it's buffering and spacing and loading and downloading.
And tubing.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, man. So, P1Site.com. Danny had the wonderful idea one day to say, hey, this MySpace group is crap.
They are. They're
I'm going to take it and take action upon it. And now we have P1Site.com. And as of today, P1Site.com, 550 members, people.
Oh, yeah.
We've had it over... Oh, my God, Danny. We've had at least... 75 people join up since the announcement of the P1 Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah. Easily.
Like, ridiculous.
Easily.
Our newest member is member DC Signs.
That's not exciting.
No. I don't know any of this. I don't know. Maybe
shoes?
He likes DC.
DC
comics?
Shoes?
Comics. Ooh. Maybe he likes DC Talk, the Christian hip-hop
shoes?
Artist.
DC Shoes?
Who? How do you know that?
Dude, they were huge in the 90s.
Oh, yeah,
but
you're
yeah,
old.
He has a Gmail account. Let's Gmail him and say, you're the best 550. You'll be number one in my heart. Actually, 550th.
How many posts do I have?
You don't have a lot of posts. You're
it's like two.
Yeah. No, Danny. Like,
welcome, and then hi.
And I am the king. Why aren't you talking about me enough? That's what he did, though. There you go.
Yeah.
But we have a ton of new people on the site right
this
now.
It's ridiculous,
I
dude.
Mean, we have like... P1 Science Holmes, okay?
That dude's awesome.
That guy is a bagpipe player, by the way. P1 Don't Tase Me Bro. That's a great name.
He's cool.
I enjoyed the name P1 Cheap Soda. I laughed out loud when I saw that one.
What a cheap soda.
Cheap soda in the heezy. We got P1 Two Birds in Love. What is that about?
Two different personalities, girl.
Let's see. We got P1 Penguin is finally on the site.
That's right. Yeah.
Instigator signed up.
Double Down Deb.
Finally Scooby did.
P1 Slide.
And hey, you guy over there, P1 Ayo, join the site.
Ayo.
Oh, my God. What's going on right now?
Oh, my gosh. You even have like a portion of the front page of the site dedicated to you.
No
like,
way, Jose.
You give us legitimacy.
Hey, just a wee bit.
Yeah. And then Seth was posting the other night. Weird.
Yeah, he got
was
he's
he?
All sneaky.
No way, dude.
He yeah, he popped in to say, why is the post touring happen on my topic line?
Then later I said, hey, I thought you liked whores.
No, you said you non-replying dickhole or something
well,
like that.
Well, I did
that.
Say that, and then later I was like, wait a second. He likes whores. Anyways.
Skeet,
let's see. Also, who else joined that was pretty significant? Instigator?
A-Rab.
A-Rab, that guy's
great. He posts a lot already.
See.
That's good.
There's a lot of new people that love to post
Panda
a lot.
Panda Sluice.
Yes.
Lunchbox. Lunchbox like, showed up
yeah.
to the bowling
Lunchbox.
Thing.
Lunchbox.
That's AO's homie
that's
right there.
That's my partner in crime right there next
dude,
to
Lunchbox
Chaotic.
Cool.
Yeah, man. Cooler
oh,
than the
chaotic,
other side of the pillow.
Yeah, yeah.
This chaotic, yes.
There's one girl, like Optimus Prime.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
That is a girl and she's awesome.
Who's P1 Pedo?
Some guy.
Oh, you mean
T1
Fart?
That sounds pretty creepy.
Pedo?
Pedophile. I want to cut
ew.
You so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Who's a pedophile?
Woobie.
Woobie.
Oh,
yes.
I like
yeah.
Woobie.
Pandaslu's boyfriend, Silos, joined up.
Silos?
He's cool.
Dude, I'm telling you, it is so hard to keep up with these people.
JD and Coke, wow.
So many.
that guy needs to get to post these.
Oh,
he's
no.
Back. I think he overcame you the other night when him and I made
no,
the three words post.
No, I checked.
She checks her post,
yeah.
Dude. It's
yes.
So weird.
Yes, my post count must be high. Or else
oh,
it's just not
I'm
satisfactory.
Guilty of that.
Whatever. I got the free shirt to prove it.
Yeah, she does.
I got the free shirt to prove it.
JD needs to get his soon. But there's a ton of new people, and you new people will soon come to find out that we do lots of fun events. Like just recently, we had our second P1 bowling night. Take your balls and get them out of the gutter. It's fun times. And we had a good number there that night because I was tracking the numbers. We had like 25 people show up.
Really?
And a large group of new people.
Yeah.
It was really fun. I was bowling with the newbies. They're real nice.
Oh, I was so scared, dude. I didn't even go over there.
Danny's like so shy and awkward. He can't even talk to the new folks. I was bowling on their lane. I was sucking it up. I will admit that fully. Anybody else have any phenomenal bowling scores that night?
I got like a 160.
Danny gave me a hug.
I don't know. Did I? Yeah.
That's so cute. He did.
Tell me about that.
I'm sorry.
And then Ayo and Chaotic's friend had like this epic moment where Ayo was standing there and he had his legs spread. Okay.
That wasn't Chaotic. That was Spools.
Oh, yeah. Spools. He took his ball and like threw it in between like Ayo's legs. And you guys got a strike?
Yeah.
Hey, that's how we roll.
That was the bomb, dude.
That was awesome.
Hey, look at that black guy right there. What?
Yeah. We have pictures posted on p1site.com. Me and my best friend, Philly. Philly's finest. Jackass. I hate the Phillies, and I hope they lose every game. I love that picture right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe I'm, like, totally here. And let's see. Space Boy and the wife came out.
No.
In their bowling shirts, because you guys are so cool.
And they were wrecking shop.
Yeah, how'd you make out that night?
You mean with bowling?
Yeah.
Oh. I bowl
you mean
better.
Later when I got some from my dog
wife? Whoa, hello.
What can I say? Mama loves her Long Island
that
ice
cream. That was terrible. Oh, my
God.
Oh, gosh.
Kelly's the
Please
best.
Pull down your underpants.
So how many autographs did you sign, AO? Because everybody was like all up on your...
Nah, man. I mean...
On your nibbles.
Nah, man. Just P1s are just cool, man. I just appreciate all of them, man. You know what I mean? And everybody's just saying what's up. They were showing me a lot of love, man. I just appreciate it. Just for the record, I do not call in every day.
Yeah, you tell them.
You know I mean? If you
put
real,
down the hatred.
You know what I'm saying? If you're a real
speak
P1,
on it.
Jealous sons of
that,
bitches.
Hey.
Whoa.
That was my pit bull, Peaches.
Language.
She will bite your ass.
Excuse me, I am not Peaches today.
Pull
I am
the
P1.
Choke chain on that one.
I am P1 Peach-O.
Peach-O! But yeah, man, if you're a real P1, you know that P1 AO does not call in every day. And when
word.
I call in, I got to keep it fresh.
Word to your mother.
Fresh like Mike's veggies, know what I mean?
Yes.
Yo, grab a shovel and dig this.
Hey, whoa, man down.
Does anybody have any spectacular memories of bowling night?
Oh, my God.
They thought, the people at the bowling alley said that I was so organized. I was more organized than a group of four people. Four people couldn't manage to get
it
together.
I'm surprised you didn't bring up the big old deet de deet that I did on bowling night.
The deet de deet. What, how you ditched your friend and left him at your house? Yeah, that's okay.
What? What'd you do?
You're a great person on the inside.
Speak on it.
I'm sure you didn't need to do it.
No, I completely forgot. I told my friend to meet me at my house at 9, and I left at 8. Because my friend all of a sudden decided she wanted to come, and it threw me all out of whack. And he called me from my house at 9. Is like, hey, I'm here. No one's home.
Where does he live?
Oh, he lives
where
like
are you at?
2 miles away.
Oh,
like
okay.
Away
at least he didn't drive up like some like
no,
gnarly.
No.
I but love it.
He was all right though. Like we've been friends since high school, so he knows I'm a bit of a space cadet sometimes. So my natural hair color should be blonde, so it's all good.
Sometimes.
No, like every day.
Yeah.
Gas is $4.98 a gallon.
Can you be?
No
look,
kidding.
Look at this face. Can you be mad at this face?
You're right. I can't. Hey, girl. So, anyways, like I was saying.
Oh. Sexy time. Yay. Let's see. What did. So, the bowling alley thought that I worked for 105.3.
Atta girl.
Like,
way to
oh,
be
you
there.
Did a great job. They're like, do you work for 105.3? I'm like, nah. No, we're just some fans who like.
We're just die hard and have no life. That's all.
This is good.
We're just
do.
Crazy.
Yeah, we're just crazy.
Let's see. So just let's see. Last Thursday was the P1 site fantasy football draft. Yes.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Boring.
Yes.
Yes. What, Danny? Bring it, Danny. I know you want to say something, Danny.
Right
what?
Here, my team is called Dynamite Ranch. What up?
Hey, anteaters.
Yes.
Get her done. What's your team's name again, Danny?
Hams and Pandas.
Yes. And we got mini teams. We got the Beatings. We got, Hams and Pandas. We got Team Honey Baked. There's quite a few great team names in this P1 league, and there's 16 of us in this league.
Wow.
There was, like, nothing to draft, basically.
Who picked Sean Merriman?
Yeah, no kidding.
Did Sinalish? Well, see, you can't draft Merriman. You can draft a team's defensive unit.
I'm just going to tune out while you guys
and that's P1 base string who got that team. But it's going to be a big deal. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of trash talking on the site, Danny.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, Danny never says anything. He's just quiet as a mouse. He never talks crap.
He talks to me. Hi, Danny.
Hey, what's up?
What are you doing?
Oh, man. I can't wait to see how this all goes down. Because in NFL, anything can happen. Anything can happen. I love it so much. Who's your favorite team, Aya?
America's team, girl.
The football team.
America's team. Cowboys.
Oh, my gosh.
Dallas, baby.
Oh, my gosh. I'm very interested to hear this. I hope Jessica Simpson ruins their whole season. It's going to be great.
Oh, I love
it. Crazy ass.
I missed it. What happened?
I'm into the Chargers. That's right.
Chappelle line.
Blue and gold. Lightning's going to strike in your face.
Hey, whoa.
In your face.
Pump your brakes there, sister. Hey, let's get into this thing.
Hey, stop blowing your rape whistle. Hey, I don't appreciate it.
I do. I work at my skating rink. I have a whistle. It's a necklace. I put it on a silver necklace.
That's awesome.
And people fall. I'm like, can I stop?
Then we're going to have words this football season, sir.
Hey, it's nothing.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Freaking Tony Romo.
But I think Danny's probably going to, on Sundays, have some people over for the football. It's gonna be football.
Wait, what?
Time at Danny's house.
What am I doing?
You're going to have people over for football games on Sundays, sometimes.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah. So we got that to look forward to as the football season is actually approaching us.
Of course. Yeah.
Peaches, who's your favorite football team? She's not talking. What's your problem?
Well.
Are you against football?
I'm not against it. I just find it very boring.
Wait a minute.
It's what? Too confusing for
get
her.
Get out of my country.
Are you kidding me right now?
It's boring?
Thank you. Faceboy gets it.
Are you kidding me? Where the hell are we at right now?
No kidding.
We are in we're like in rural Botswana right now.
Faceboy, your levels.
You're sound
Nazi Germany over
I'm
here.
I'm not doing that. It's just the crowd agreeing with me.
Oh, whatever.
Football's so boring.
What?
That's why it's the most number one rated
and
sporting event.
And I don't understand it. It's just I can't.
What's that to understand?
Are you kidding me right now?
Oh, my God. I'm not.
First and 10. Do it again. We like it.
Why is she skying me right now?
I know.
Yeah.
Why is she skying
me
right now?
Exactly.
I'm a little perturbed right now.
Oh, no.
Let me put on my smart cap
Get
right
her.
Now.
Hey, this is Get the her. Honest cap, okay?
Hey, you got an honest cap, and I've got my 9-to-5 cap. You know what I'm saying? So let's dig a little deep.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, dig, please.
What did football ever do to you?
Yeah, absolutely. That must be some sort of complex or something.
Okay,
like that.
You know what? Cue the sad music.
Oh, God.
Because I'll tell you why. It's because when I was young, instead of paying attention to me, my dad used to watch football.
Crimey River. Just kidding. What? I mean, continue. Oh. Share your feelings.
You got served.
Here she goes.
No.
She eventually checked out. It happened.
Oh my gosh.
We should document this
what
first
are you
day.
Doing?
First day in history.
This is BS.
She's so
out.
Pissed.
Oh my gosh, stop
throwing
things.
Oh my god.
Things.
Did football like gang rape you as a child? What did football ever do? Come on, you know you want to come
football
watch football with us.
Football kept her father interested in the game.
She is a daddy's girl, except admittedly, so I get it.
Oh my goodness.
It all comes, it stems from her father.
Why do you have to scream?
That really doesn't, it just bores me.
Even the fourth quarter?
Even the
I
Super
just,
Bowl?
No, Super Bowl I like.
Of course.
No
okay.
sense.
Okay.
I love
no
guys
sense.
With tight jeans.
Yeah.
I just pay attention when the crowd starts going, oh, and then like I pay attention because I know something cool is going to happen.
I love it.
P1s, I'm so sorry that she's skying us right now. This is not the business.
No, I'm not against football. Well,
let's see. Let's see if this next topic.
Space Boy, why are you not backing me up? You're sitting over there all quiet.
Screwing up everything. Sound effects.
Sound effects.
I'm trying to stay awake.
Oh,
my head actually just hit the keyboard.
Here we go.
You know, me and Space Boy had like a whole conversation about how we find football boring, but then once everybody starts ragging on me, he's like, "I'll be over here. I'm not saying nothing.
He's not
I'm over here
friend.
Counting my gold bullion, saying nothing to any of you. Whatever. I'll remember that crap.
So what do you think about baseball?
Oh, baseball, I'm into. That's easier for me to understand.
What?
It's slower.
That is so boring to watch,
Are you
though.
Kidding me?
It's boring, but I understand it better. Golf, forget it. That S is so freaking boring.
Do you like
hockey?
Anything?
All about hockey. Like, oh, my God. Watching those toothless Canadians kick the crap out of each other.
Hey, Danny, hold it down for me. Hold it down.
I scored a goal, eh?
Where's she going?
I think her. What?
Where's she going?
She's got
what the hell? Oh my God, she's running around the room. No. She ran out of the room.
What are you doing, brosif?
Oh my God.
Close the door and lock her out. Close the door and lock her out. Close the door. Close the door and lock her out.
Damn it!
Oh. She's running around the house.
You got caught slipping, Pippin. That's what they're doing right now.
Damn it.
Are you
Imagine Quimby? Quimby and Peaches running around.
Oh, look at this.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, you're back.
So weird.
I was running around like Benny Hill. I just felt like doing that right now.
So weird.
Wow, look at all my neck rolls.
Tomorrow is disc golf.
Sexy.
At Morley Field, for all of you that are interested. Tomorrow is disc golf.
Who's even into golf? Are you into golf?
Disc golf.
Disc golf.
Different.
Different.
Frisbees.
The bomb. Not frisbees. They are discs.
They're frisbees, dude.
They're discs.
Frisbees. Excuse.
They're discs.
Padme. Excuse.
What up?
What?
What up? What? Excuse me.
Aren't you coming, Peaches?
No, I'm spending tomorrow with my man, who I never get to see. We're gonna make love.
Oh my
day.
Gosh!
Skate, 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 skate,
skate. Superman that hoe. It's gonna be
no,
awesome.
No, I won't be able to make it. I'm sorry.
You suck, but you're still cool.
Why? Thank you. I'm
I
so
love
glad
you
validated that for me. I
you're
was unsure
welcome.
For a long time.
I know you were crying.
I was. Yeah, but you guys don't care. I mean, like, whatever.
What are you talking about?
No, you make me. You are the worst thing.
Why?
Cry, cry,
cry, cry, cry, cry, cry, cry, cry, cry, cry.
Okay, so anyway, so tomorrow, disc golf. Talk about it. Danny, you're coming, right?
Yeah.
Disc golf is really, really, really fun. We play at Morley Field out there in Balboa Park.
Nice.
And what you do is you take your disc and you try to throw it and you like drive it and you try to get to the, you want to put it in the chains, basically. It's like a basket with chains on it. And it's like golf. And a lot of people run around and smoke pot and smell like patchouli oil and have Birkenstocks on.
Wow. Oh my
gosh. Oh my gosh. Danny's so excited that he's licking his microphone.
Don't know what you're talking about.
He's licking his big Donkey Kong microphone.
No, not at all. I've never done this before.
Wow, Danny.
Everybody can come swimming at my pool after. Anyone?
Can I just come swimming at your pool?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I'll take pictures.
I'll show up in my floaties.
Hey, I just want to take a dip.
Dip, dip, dip. What's up, my girl?
How big is your pool, Tia Quimby?
How's my pootie?
How big is your pool?
My pootie is huge.
Yeah.
Yes, we know.
We'll find out tonight.
Our pool goes to about 9 feet.
Nice. Really?
Yeah, so it's deep. It's like
that.
A big bean.
That's
it's like a big bean shape. It's awesome. It has a jacuzzi right next to it.
That's
and I'm going to start a jacuzzi club out of my house.
Quimby's
I'm just
going
to put a futon right next to the jacuzzi, and then you can do it after you've had your great time. Welcome.
Trip.
And you're welcome.
Yeah.
And Sky's my first customer, actually. The second I announced it, she came right in. Hey, Linguist! And for those of you who don't know and you're listening to this podcast, we do stream live on StickCam the night we record. So check it out because you can find it on pay1site.com. And we have another very, very big announcement, people. This is like ridiculous. A drum roll is necessary for this. I don't think Spaceboy has one, but.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now have the 2004 28-hour show posted at p1site.com. Hooray!
Yeah.
dude. I got it on my eye. I got it on my eye touch right now, dude.
Oh,
check
wait,
it
wrong, wrong thing. Wrong thing.
No, you're good.
On my eye touch.
Anything?
There it
Anybody?
Is. The 2004 Mikey 28 Hour Show. So you can get it and download it, and it's the best ever. It starts off very brutal with the hot seat. The infamous, I think, the last hot seat there ever was.
Oh, my God. Yep. Is that what almost made them not be friends anymore?
Yeah. Oh it was brutal. We
Nuts.
It's harsh. So, yes, you can get it. Space Boy apparently gave it to Danny, and now I owe Space Boy dinner at Ocean Air, for those of you who listen closely.
And me, for making me cry.
Oh. Damn it. Do you like blackened catfish? It's the best over there.
I'll eat the table scraps. Just bring me a doggy bag.
Oh. I would like to order the filet.
They have
the
really
filet only, please. The
Can
filet.
I have the surf and the turf? And some gold. Thank you.
And a $100 bottle of
But for those of you who want to play P1 Trivia, I highly recommend you check this one out. It's the beginning of it all. But so now the P1 site is like the one-stop shop for all P1 knowledge and trivia. So if you ever really want to get in the studio, go to P1 site because everything is right there. And you can study and get all your info and then be a good P1.
No.
And meet me.
And meet me. You all are so lucky to know me.
P1 Dark Helmet just said that was the first 28-hour show, wasn't it? And I think that they did one in San Jose.
They
right?
did, because that was the one where Blunder ate a bunch of dog food.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Oh, that's right. It's so gross.
He said,
up,
you
AO?
Call that a stunt?
What you got, AO? Talk to me, baby.
Check it out, girl.
Okay.
Yo, I got breaking news right now.
Oh my gosh.
Hello?
Like, no, for real today.
What? Okay.
What's up?
No, but I'm for real today.
Okay. All what right, is cool, the breaking right news?
You guys know I do not skateboard, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. I don't skateboard, but I skateboarded last night after a couple of cocktails, and I just got word that my friend put the thing on YouTube.
Yes!
Oh, what up?
I swear
yes.
to God.
Nice.
Maybe, oh maybe God. You should brief people on the story. You
Please do.
Really quick. My friends have a half pipe in the backyard. Yeah. There's 15 of us.
Uh-huh.
No way.
And I felt like I could Tony Hawk it up.
Get on YouTube right now. Somebody find it.
And yeah, you're going to have to go and see it. Just you're going to have to go and see it. To
you
want to
see
rest.
AO eating S.
We're
going to
post it. Yeah, we got to post it.
Oh my gosh. Before we jump into our next batch of topics concerning the Mikey Show. Okay, earlier before we were getting ready for the show, AO shared something with us. P1AO was on one of the first Room
oh my
Raiders
gosh.
On MTV.
Talk
about
it.
I don't know what that is.
Room Raiders.
I'm drunk.
Oh my gosh. I just realized what the premise of the show is.
What?
Oh yeah.
What is it?
Oh.
Now which one were you? Were you the one inspecting the rooms, or was your room being inspected?
Hey, you know how I roll? I was picking. I was going in
the really?
Room.
Really?
What is it?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I may have seen you on that show.
You
what is
did.
It?
I used to have curls in my hair.
It's an MTV show.
Oh my gosh.
The basic concept is you have a, let's just say in this case, a guy who is looking for a date, and he chooses which woman he wants to go out with based on what their room
what
is.
That's what it is.
Are you serious?
Never sees the girls. He just goes there and he kind of picks up clues on you know, what size clothes
can,
they wear.
You can do anything.
Do the old black light inspection.
You can check out their room.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So
no
tell me
way.
About the panties.
Yeah, yes. I know you were sniffing those,
did
dude.
You dip the panties?
Hey, you know how I roll, boy. Hey, you know how I tussie roll, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm real
can't
today.
Be having no.
OMG. I'm going to give you, I'll give you a little bit.
Oh, here we go.
Did you keep any of the panties?
Oh, wait. That's did like you have to sound question? Like a contract where you didn't like have the, you didn't talk about it?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay, cool.
Check it out. So I even have the DVD.
Yes.
But anyway,
we like, need to get that.
It was crazy. Check it out. So I'll give you a little bit on each room. I talk so much trash. Like they were like go out all. They were like go all out. Like
oh my
talk
gosh.
Trash about these girls.
No way.
Just kill it. And I was like,
oh my
I ain't
god.
Scared. Know what I'm saying? So
oh my god.
I'm like, it's
now how
so
do you like them apples?
Freaking room
so I'm on it, and in one girl's room, I guess she lived in like a studio, So automatically she was out.
Yeah, okay.
So
okay.
I walk in there.
Yeah.
She broke ass. We can't be dealing with that.
Yeah. Like, I walked in her kitchen and I was standing in her bedroom. I'm like, what's going on here right now? I mean, what's the business?
Kitchen.
Where do I go?
Kitchen slash bathroom slash
No way, Jose. Okay.
I mean, her bathroom, there was a shower curtain. That's it. And it was connected to the room. I was like, oh my God. I mean, I'm not hating or anything like that, but.
No, it's cool. Damn. I get it. We can't be dating nobody, bro.
Holla at me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
I feel you, dog.
So, hey.
Know what's up, Peaches?
I know what's up.
What's up, Peaches?
Yeah, we can't be dating no bro.
Hey, come on, girl. Come on. So dig me. This one girl's been, I went in this girl's room, and I was trying to test. You know, I wanted to see if she had a good, comfortable bed. You know, pillow top, if you will. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of fell backwards on the bed. That damn thing cracked in half, and it's all
no way.
No.
Oh my god.
That is rad. We're gonna find this.
P1s, I'm telling you right now. This is your boy P1AO. When I tell stories, I tell the truth, and I have had a lot of life experiences. I like to put dubs on things, but I will be 100% real with you. If you have a question, you can ask me. I'll be 100% honest with you. Awesome. And I'm for real today.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
That is the coolest story
I want more.
Ever.
You want one more? I'll give you guys one more.
Give us one more.
All right.
This is an exclusive.
So this one, the other girl, I'll go into her room, right? And I'm looking in her closet, and I was like, "Man, she got a lot of shoes in here, right?"
Oh, man.
So I'm going through her closet.
A shoe slut.
Yeah, she was one of them. She was one of them.
I know them.
Hey, you know how I did.
I know that girl.
So, I know.
Hey, girl, what you doing? So, anyways, so I'm walking through her closet, right? And I looked down. I thought it was like a little puppy or something like that.
Oh my God! Oh.
It was a big. Crumpled up piece of weave. I promise it was.
Weave. Hair weave.
Ew. It's like a dead rodent.
Cream. I found some cream. You're going to have to tune in next time to find out what kind of cream I'm not going to
say. Oh, my God.
Did you happen to go in any of the nightstands? Because that's where the goodie drawer is.
Oh, yeah, that was a different one. I found handcuffs in this one girl's stuff.
What?
She had dice that she rolled that were kind of like the sexy time dice. And then there was this one girl. I walked into her house. I kid you not. I went into her house. It was nice. I get into her bedroom. There was a roach that ran from one to the light. That's it. I'm not giving you any more.
No, you're not. Because you're going to be like having sex with that. You can't be doing that.
You're damn right. If you be doing that. I don't want no roach crawling into the hole. I meant the mouse hole.
Because he is black.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
You can't be, dude, bitches are nasty.
Yeah,
huh?
Hey, I'm sanitized. Know what I'm saying? I got all my shots.
Dude, you should come in. Should do the black light inspection.
I did the black light inspection. And needless to say, someone's sheets were not as clean as others.
Squirt, squirt, squirt.
Oh,
squirt, squirt, squirt.
So
golden showers.
Squirt, squirt, squirt. Squirt, squirt.
Were you in like P1 Quimby's room or something?
Burn. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Two shows, Friday, Saturday. I'll be here all night.
Skate.
I thought it was like Girls Unite. Now it's Peaches is turned on me.
Yeah, well, you make me cry. That's what happens.
Oh, my Jesus. God.
Awesome.
You need to calm down.
You need crying. To calm down.
You need
fight,
to calm
fight,
down.
Fight, fight, fight. Killer.
Hey,
killer.
Punch her in the boob.
Oh, ow. I'm so scared.
It'll probably bounce back and hit me in the face.
My boob will break you in half, skinny little girl.
Jeez. I want to pay for that show.
Yeah. And then
get the video ready.
Yeah, I will challenge you to
YouTube
a match
that.
In KY in a swimming pool.
I'm
I
so
want
down.
Jello. I want to do it in Jello.
Okay, that's cool. As long as I get to pick
down.
The flavor.
Porkies.
Yep.
Oh,
can we
gosh.
Do it in peach flavor? All
Jello? Right, man. You guys are so much fun. So let's get back a little on track. Mikey Show, the last couple weeks has been really fun.
Dude, they have been on crack the last couple
Dude,
weeks.
Dude, Eddie's been drinking coffee a lot lately, which
yeah,
is weird.
Yeah, my boy.
That's your boy. What's poppin' pappy?
What's poppin' pappy?
Poppin' pappy?
So let's see. This week on the more... 2 weeks ago? Gosh, my head is like locked.
Yeah.
What? They made the Hall of Fame. They named us nominees, dude. So excited.
Yeah, you guys are
awesome.
The bomb.
Dude.
You guys are the best.
So P1 Hall of Fame this year, the 2008 class consists of myself, Mr. Spaceboy, P1 Danny, P1 Talon, P1 T-Rex, And the most controversial. Oh, P1 Sanjaya. Of course, he's a shoo-in. But the most controversial one. I mean, people are freaking the hell yeah. out. You hear that right there? Hey, get out of our house. We didn't even tell you where this was at.
It's at the window.
Hey, he used my AIM address to GPS me and find us where we're at.
GPS?
Ayo, pull the shade.
Dude, oh my God. It's paparazzi. People were flipping the hell out that paparazzi got into
brutal.
The office.
Dude, that whoopee girl in the studio did not hold back.
No, not
she was
all.
Not taking it. She was not taking it, dude.
Nope.
But deservingly so. He's been calling that show for a long, long time, and he was P1 Brad before he got coined paparazzi. But I mean, I'm listening to old audio, and he called in. All of his calls were like horrible. It wasn't until he brought the guac to the studio that things started going a little awry for him.
A little?
Yes.
Dude.
But he's a good guy. You know, at heart, he has the best
Let's
intentions.
Let's pull all the audio of you going, paparazzi, you suck! Like,
I remember
yes.
that.
Yes.
But, you know, I got mixed feelings. I just think he's creepy and weird, but whatever.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, he's cool, but yeah, just don't talk to me.
Peaches.
Yes.
But that was very up? Controversial. But the Hall of Fame.
No,
what? Yeah.
I'm cool with you. I said, is paparazzi cooler than me?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
My girl.
Did you even have to ask that question?
To the no.
The Rock.
Oh, my gosh. He is a hilarious.
Whatever. We're BFFs, you guys. You don't even understand. We were beatboxing Mario before the show.
Yeah, all that.
They're having a good time. So the Hall of Fame ceremony will consist of a poker night on Thursday night. In which we will all be playing in the poker tournament. Spaceboy, are you going to come to my house on Wednesday night so I can teach you some tips of poker?
I'm going all in.
Yeah!
All in on the first hand.
Every hand, all in.
Betty. All right.
Every hand.
I don't think that's a good way to play.
No.
See, me, my father, and my boyfriend, and Danny, we would love to show you the ways of the poker.
I will show you the way.
Yes. I'll make you a man yet.
She's a Jedi.
Yes, I am. I can read your mind. I can bluff the best of them. What was that?
What the F?
He made a duty.
What the hell is that? Oh, man. Okay, so the rest of the Hall of Fame ceremony includes breakfast on Friday morning. They're going to do a full broadcast at Harris, and anybody can go, which is really cool. We apparently have to give some speeches. I'm sorry, but A was pretending to smoke a bong right now.
I don't know what you're talking about. Girl, you better be quiet.
He's making
is
me laugh so hard.
The federales are online.
So, and then there is a bachelor party for B-Rob on Friday night. And anybody can go. Ayo, Peaches, will you be coming?
I will be there to support you guys.
Yay! Ayo?
Even though I'm jealous.
Aw, don't be sad.
No. Yeah. HOF 2009.
You can
do it. AO and Peach.
Yeah, Peach, hit the rock.
Hit the rock.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey,
we're
going to
do what we
FB.
Can. AO has a... Peach has more of a presence on the site, but we need to get her on that show.
I'm trying, you guys. I tried calling in the story when they were talking about crazy things little kids did.
Yeah.
I tried my ass off. I ignored my work for like a half hour trying to call in. Like, I really did. And when it finally did ring, I was like, yay! And then it just rang for like 5 minutes, and then I went,
Yeah, I've done that a couple times. Yeah.
I've done that myself.
Done that. That's how you become a bomb P1, though.
Yeah, I'm trying,
though. You just have to keep going and going and going. Learn the power of Dr. Papani. There's a power in Papani. I'm telling you right now. I use that excuse for everything. Your doctor can't say no if you want to go to a doctor's appointment.
Hey,
dude,
you.
I'm going to write him and say, what up? This is P1 Peaches. I will own anybody in P1 Trivia, including P1 Danny.
See? Do that, and you're like
Whatever.
A shoe-in.
Fight.
So
right
it
now.
Should be a fun weekend. I hope
you won't challenge
my
me.
Mom and dad are coming, you guys. My mom and dad are
coming.
Yeah.
So, it's like Citizen of the Month. It's
It is.
I got a sticker.
My kid was P1 of the month on P1site.com.
No, my daughter was P1 Hall of Fame by P1 Mikey by the Mikey Morning Show. I'm going to make you a bumper sticker.
Yes, but you guys will get to meet my mommy and my daddy. John and Benny. They're awesome. They're great people. I love them.
Do you?
What?
Oh, I stopped myself because I was going to. It's going to be a bad joke. Never mind.
Oh, it's okay. But yes, any of you who are there, you will get to meet my mother and my father. They are great people.
The fruit of their loins.
Yes.
Be with me.
I'm the greatest ever. I'm the best child they ever had. Thank you so much. I'm number one.
Yes.
With a bullet. So last Friday was the B-Rob Eddie Olympics, people.
Oh my God.
That was the business, too.
I'm so jealous I couldn't go, you guys.
Oh my gosh. I saw the pictures. Eddie in a singlet. Oh. I'm going to say this right now.
That was hot.
Dude, he's packing in that package. I'm not even joking.
Hey, Mrs. Papani.
I'm sorry, but I could see his future children through that singlet.
OMG.
Mrs. Papani sticks around for a reason, man.
Dude, that was so... Danny, you were there live. Talk about it.
Unfortunately, yeah. He totally stuffed it, dude. He was...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you not?
That's what I was thinking.
He stuffed it?
Are you serious? You guys thought that was really
him? I wasn't
him?
There, fool.
Yeah, he's like part Italian, so you never know.
Hey, Sky's hot.
He's got a Vienna sausage in
Are
there.
Are you serious? He thought that was real?
I totally thought that was his junk. And then look at Sky. Sky was so uncomfortable, she couldn't even look at him.
He came up all close up against her. Yeah.
They look like they have like...
They both stuffed their junk, dude.
What's a male version of a camel toe?
There isn't such a thing.
What is it? Like a moose knuckle? Is
a taco?
A wiener schnitzel?
A taco?
Ew, a ball taco.
Yo, Sky is kind of hot, man.
Dude, Sky is very hot.
She's totally. Beautiful.
She's a hottie.
I posted a debate on the site, Savannah or Sky.
Yeah,
like straight
like
hair or curly hair.
I love her with the curly hair so much. Hey, I mean, Sky Ash is a hottie, pretty much granted, but Sky is beautiful. A lot of people get annoyed by her voice, but then they see her, then they're like, well, she's hot. So.
I used to.
And her politics.
So harsh. So harsh living in a man's
world. Sky writes me back every time I email. She's awesome.
Oh.
And she makes jokes.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
She's pretty funny.
That is so funny. But Eddie, I mean, obviously.
Oh, my God.
Eddie obviously won the Greco-Roman wrestling. Look at them. These pictures are so
I'll
creepy.
I'll get it.
I hate it. I can't stand it. Did the door ring?
Yeah, check to see if it's San JJ.
Oh my gosh, the doorbell just rang in the middle of the podcast.
So weird.
Skeet.
Skeet, 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 skeet. Oh my gosh, so funny. So, let's see. So, Eddie won the Greco-Roman wrestling, obviously.
He killed it.
That was hands down.
Oh my God, it looks like it's San JJ.
San JJ, San JJ.
Yes, B-Rob. Oh my God. B-Rob wound up winning the 100-yard or meter dash.
That guy's really short.
Yeah, he's
a
little dude.
I like Rob. I love
dude.
Rob, but he's short.
5'8 1/4
Oh, look who it is.
Oh, it's P1 Kana, the lover.
What up,
Peaches.
Dude?
Let's see.
Wow, nobody gives a crap.
Hey, I do. Hold me.
Oh, my God. Water and wires. That's not good. Okay, so, but surprisingly, B. Robin Hood wound up winning the archery challenge.
By 1 point, right?
I think so. It was a pretty close contest, but it turns out that B-Rob gets the gold in that contest.
I was pissed. I wanted Eddie to win. I was team Eddie all the way.
Are you? Oh, it was. Eddie didn't have a chance. Are you kidding me?
What are you talking about? He lost by 1 point.
He had no chance in the 100-meter dash.
Well,
dash. They totally gave away the wrestling.
No. Archery was the wild card, like Sky said. Yeah. That was going to determine who was going to win.
Eddie, he's looking.
What?
When Eddie lost, he's
like,
Oh my God. He's the fastest guy alive. He's the best guy on the planet.
I know.
How about when Wally Joyner, is that who was there with him? The Olympian?
Yeah.
Runner?
Wally Joyner.
When he says, now, careful, guys, because you don't want to pull a hammy.
Oh, that was funny.
I wish we had that audio.
Eddie totally set it up, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yes, it was very funny. The hammy. That's what I think now every time I think of my hamstrings is hammy. So funny.
Pull the hamstring.
But Wally Joyner was really, really funny. Like, he had a great laugh. He was cracking me up. The fact that he was cracking up so much at Eddie and B-Rob, like, preparing for the race and everything. It was good times. I enjoyed every second of that.
I need to watch the videos. I was so sad I wasn't there.
I know. What did that Olympic Training Center look like, Danny? Did you get a nice look?
Yeah. It's huge. I didn't even know it existed.
Uh-huh.
And there was actually a bronze medalist for BMX there. I don't know if you guys heard
her. Oh, the
girl?
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
I don't know her name. But she brought it out, and I got pictures of it. It's pretty cool.
Really? Yeah. That is really cool.
Look at the picture right there.
See that picture?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Is it me?
No, they are doing
almost taller than him right there.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Rob, that's no optical illusion.
It's no. Yeah, that's that. He was almost as tall as Rob.
Hey, Rob's my boy, but you could like dip him in cold and put him in
that. You put him in your pocket.
And do you see the symbol that they're doing?
Oh, they're doing Black Power.
Oh,
shout out to
AO.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were representing you.
Well, there's a famous picture of a guy who won his gold medal in the 60s, and that's what he did, like,
oh,
as a
really?
Representation of, like...
Oh, yeah. Didn't they take away his medal, too, or something crazy like
for
that?
For that?
No. Yeah.
Well, no. They. But he was in... I don't know, whatever. Stupid.
The Eddie's medal said worst.
Oh, that's terrible. Wah, wah. And it's really cool because Danny gave everybody P1 site shirts. It was magnificent.
I did what?
The
cast. Oh, the cast,
yeah.
Yeah,
he gave the cast some stuff.
What did they say? Were they like all like hell yeah? Or?
Yeah, dude, Rob was wearing his already. What are you trying to signal to me?
I'm signaling to you that we're almost to the hour mark today.
We are.
Yeah. Okay. So cool. What are you signaling?
So I'm looking at this and I'm saying we're cutting all of that.
Oh.
Just so you know.
What? We're going to cut that one?
Yeah, we're going to cut it all off.
Okay.
Don't be sad.
We're neutering it?
We're neutering it. We're aborting it.
We're
like your pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Dude,
P1 Peaches, let's just talk about this real quick.
Oh,
this is
it's
the
not
street.
A big deal, you guys.
We don't have time, but we're going to go on a tangent.
Yeah, we are going to go on a tangent right here, right now.
You already made me cry once, you whore.
Yes. Hey, this coming from the post-war. Don't throw rocks and glass houses here. Don't throw gold bullion around when nobody else is here for me to talk about. Anyways, so Peaches likes pizza.
I love pizza.
Kind of, though.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't like toppings.
Oh, yes, I do. I have to explain my method.
Okay. Explain it, but what she says is that she aborts her pizza.
Yes, it's my abortion when it's all left over on the plate. That's what it looks like.
Oh, my God.
And the first time I said it on Quimby, my mom was sitting there, and my mom was like, whatever, she's used to it. And Quimby went, holy crap, because it, like, caught her off guard. But, yeah, I take the cheese off, and if there are toppings on the bread and the sauce, I put the toppings back on, and it is awesome.
Oh, money.
It's so good. It's money, money, money. It's
so good. So you basically take the cheese off and put back the toppings?
Yeah.
But how do you do that? How do you get all the cheese off of the toppings? It sounds like
a very greasy procedure. The cheese tastes like donkey ass. It's so gross.
Donkey ass? What's wrong with mozzarella cheese?
No, the prosciutto, I like that, but mozzarella,
well,
no.
Well, prosciutto is ham, though.
Wait, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
I think you're talking about provolone, maybe.
No, not provolone. What's the type of white
Parmesan?
Cheese?
Parmesan?
No.
This is like two retards.
This is like.
Get up.
This is
she checked out. Look what you
she
did.
She checked out a second
That's
time.
That's not nice.
This is
like two kids on the short bus
She's
trying to have a
crying.
Conversation.
Yeah, Peaches got served right now, guys.
Calm down.
I thought you
but
had my
But it's the
back.
Most interesting fact in the world that Peaches really likes to
Better back up off my home, girl. It's nothing.
And Daddy's taking pictures of my cleavage, pervert.
Send those to me, please.
That's terrible because Dark Helmet's right. He's in chat right now. Cheese is the best. Cheese whiz. What are you guys doing over here? What is happening?
Cheese whiz.
I just took basically a picture of your boobs.
Ah, yes.
You did?
God.
Oh, man.
Yo, that was the best.
That was awesome.
Leave my boobs alone. What did they ever do to
you?
You
practically stuck the lens down her top.
Did you see that?
It was hot.
I missed it. I was not paying attention.
Main page.
Yes. Yes.
Dude, my name is not P1 Jessup. But
No!
Yo, you guys gotta tell everybody about this podcast. It's bananas in here right now.
Oh my God. We're BFFs again. She redeemed herself.
Oh, that was so good. I had to laugh too.
That is,
damn. That is Jack.
Necrolate here. She got served.
Oh, man, I'm going to get some hate mail on MySpace.
Hey, she better put your face up off the
phone. I am the greatest ever.
Oh, my God. I'm all in on her. I'm back all in.
Oh,
hey, way to be a team player.
Oh,
she is.
Man, it has been a great week. Ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, all of the Mikey Show audio is available to you on p1site.com. Anything you missed, you can catch up. And I just found this out because I just got my new Mac. And I have my own iTunes account, library / everything. And anyways, I just found out that Danny puts up the daily audio in iTunes so that you can have the shows that you missed on your iPod.
That's hot.
That is the bomb, dude. I was freaked out. I was like, I never have to plug my earbuds into the computer again because download everything into my iTunes. What?
Yeah.
It's so cool because I got an iPod Touch. Let me about it again. Look at mine. Mine has Van Gogh. Look. Anyways, Mikey's right. Go buy a Mac. I also encourage you to buy a Macintosh. It's the best. Right, Danny? Like, you love your iPhone so much.
How much is Apple paying you right now?
Nuts. Apple paid me 40,000 gold bars, actually.
Well, we were told to get sponsored.
They're paying me in gold bars and patchouli oil because it's my favorite.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not in ham.
I'm telling you, what a great week. Ayo, I'm so glad you came in here, dog.
Hey, I appreciate it, home skillet.
Yes, indeedy.
Nah, I mean.
And hey, everybody, look at us in webcam land. If you ever want to check us out, you should come by. What do you want, Danny?
I got two things.
What?
One Wikipedia page.
Oh, yes, Danny's putting up a Wikipedia page.
You need to revise that.
What do you mean?
A lot.
Whoa,
let's talk about
God.
It. Bike. Let's talk
Bike.
About
Here
we it. Go. People Bike. Obviously don't get it.
No. It's not that I don't get it. I just mean like there's like some typos and stuff.
I didn't write it.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry.
It's from the old. It's the old. It's the old Wikipedia page that I basically updated.
Oh.
I didn't write any of that.
Well, apparently you're very defensive, so
and
I will drop this.
People don't
spell check.
Hey.
Back up off the home girl.
I thought I had good suggestions. I wasn't a D.
No. But like someone, like,
you asked, what did you think? So I was like,
yeah, no. What I well, like, there's no section for Zeth. So some P1 was like, oh, you guys should write something for Zeth. I'm like, yeah, help me write it. It's
just that he won The Apprentice, and that's how he got on the show.
Is that all we want about Zeth? I mean, there's so much about Zeth
and
that we could
put. And
he
says two words the whole show, and they reference him with Charlie Brown. And
Oh, my God. That is best.
Yeah, and then he cried.
And
like
he
cries.
Ashley made him cry once, and now he's famous, and his full name is Roosevelt Zethian Oates Jr. III, Esquire, M.D., D.D.S., Inc.
Well, you can really get attention.
Okay, girl.
Yeah, really good.
I don't even know that.
That's why I would annihilate you in trivia, but whatever.
Whoa. Next podcast, it's on now.
Really?
Challenge.
Wow, you finally got up the balls, did you?
Whatever.
Whoa, get him out of there.
Whatever.
Wow. Space boy, write up the questions. Fought with.
Listen to her.
I can't wait for that.
Aye, Captain.
I say you guys do two questions right now, on the spot.
Give us some.
I say do a couple questions.
Oh, me?
Yeah, just
I don't think he's prepared.
Give me a minute.
Okay, what's your second thing, Danny?
It was the shirts.
Oh, yay, P1Site.shirts.
I'm sporting
mine. P1Site.shirts.
P1Site.net. How many do you have left, Danny?
He has not taken an inventory yet.
I know.
No, I have like, check your stocks. I just checked it. It's like one small. I got 7 medium. Like 4 large, like 9 XLs and like 2 double XLs left.
Very nice.
Yep.
And there's a picture. Yep. You also get a little piece of paper with the queen thanking you.
Oh,
for
your purchase. My God. That S made me laugh out loud so hard when I saw that on the website. I went, Danny, you are a marketing genius. Some of that is so funny.
I hadn't even seen that.
Awesome. The queen thanks you for your purchase.
I hadn't sat through Peaches. I didn't sit through the whole slideshow, so I had just seen the initial pictures.
Right.
And then I finally sat and watched Danny's whole slideshow.
Right.
And I about lost it. I was just like, yes! I am the greatest! You were also lucky to know me.
I bow in your presence.
At number one. Oh, my gosh. Yes, so.
That's going to be her speech
right
at my wedding, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hello, you are also lucky to know me. Ham.
Yes, ham. I love you.
I am the ham.
Yes. I want to give you guys a present. Ham.
You know, on my wedding, I was
a mammogram.
I was doing the wedding brochure. You know the little program that you make for weddings that tells you who all the bridesmaids are and who all the groomsmen are or whatever? You know you can write a little detail as to who each bridesmaid is. And so I was like, okay, Sarah, maid of honor. Okay, so-and-so, lifelong friend. Katie Quimby Evans, the ham.
That'd be
I know.
That's
this
awesome.
Is like going to be the raddest wedding ever.
I know.
I'm usually very like anti, like don't put me in your wedding kind of deal.
Oh,
but
really?
This one,
you don't have to be in it.
I want to though, so badly.
Okay. No,
seriously. There are some of my friends that turned psycho when they got married, and it was not fun. And well, so I had, like, stepped away. But this one is going to be magical and spectacle.
Spectacle.
No, and you didn't. Just and it's going to be a spectacle.
Just because I put you on the spot, you can the be like, I don't know.
The queen is getting drunk. I'm calling it right now.
Open bar. 3 hours.
Oh, no way.
Yes,
double,
ma'am.
Double fisting.
Get me my champagne.
Get me my mimosa. These
I am
two over these
no,
two.
No, I'm talking about
genius.
Two, like, two
sure, yeah, me
see,
too.
Like, she knows what
me too.
Oh wow.
God,
hey.
And
so
Steve.
We had Spacey working on some questions real quick, because we're gonna do these questions and then we're out this week, dogs. Are you guys ready for the fight of a lifetime?
Are we
going to
do
happen?
An official trivia too next time? This is just like one.
Okay, no, this is just like, let's. It's a prequel. It's a yes. Pre-sequel. It's a pre.
Pre-sequel.
It's a premonition to what might really, really happen.
Pro-ham. Pre-ham.
I'm Mike Anamana.
A pre-sequel is the original.
Oh, yes. Yeah. AO wants to speak.
AO.
Quick question.
What?
Do you guys go to the movies? And who's laughing like that?
Okay. Yes, I go to the movies.
I know you didn't. Okay. Wait, wait, wait. Yo, so I just saw Tropic Thunder. That
what?
Movie is sick. I love that movie.
Oh, we might go see it tonight. Is it good?
I'm
oh
about to boot. Well, never mind. I can't say that. But I seen it early.
You seen it?
I seen it.
What up? You seen it?
Hey, you guys should see that movie. Robert Downey Jr. kills it. Today.
Dude, I heard he's like play. He's like, I'm a dude playing a dude playing another dude.
Yeah, yeah, so for real, for real, for real.
Okay, are we ready, Spacey? You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
So how we just
this is I'm throwing it over to you, buddy.
Yes,
this
I'm
is
here.
Just for bragging rights. It's not official. We're okay. The official one next week.
Yes,
right.
Just gonna toss
okay.
out two
the
questions
next
here.
Yeah,
two.
Maybe since they're slightly different degrees of difficulty, so maybe we should just have a name as your buzzer.
Okay.
Wanna do that?
Okay.
Okay.
So oh, basically, whoever knows it, say your name, and then you
say my name.
Oh,
say
damn!
My
but
name.
Sometimes it takes
me
longer
me,
to think,
me, me.
But that's okay.
Do you want to do it that way, or you want to just do one and one?
Just do
me,
one and one.
Me.
I'm
okay.
confident.
Okay.
I got badonk.
I will give you the harder one then.
Me?
Ooh.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Dude, give
yeah,
it to me because she's gonna call shenanigans like always.
Okay.
Oh what?
Oh come on,
always.
Friends.
Friends in 09. 08 is almost over. Okay, whatever
okay,
you want to do.
Here we go. Let's do this, biatches.
Okay, go. Tia Quimby,
you
knocked that S off.
Serious? I hate that.
You knocked that S off.
Oh, yes, we got the music. Okay, here we go.
Okay. P1 Peaches.
Yes, sir.
What was the name of V-Rob's first parody song?
Oh.
Taco Shop.
No.
Fail.
Binge drinking.
Oh, Danny coming in with the first eggs. Hey, you go, girl.
All right,
okay,
Danny
anyway. Questions. Weren't they, like, close together, though, to my defense?
Not even close.
Really?
Yeah,
oh.
Like years apart. Like a year later, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Hey, that's
all
cool.
Right.
Okay,
Danny.
I didn't
cool.
get it. Can't win them all.
Everybody friends. Danny, go.
This one's a little bit harder. On the CD cover of We Are the Show, what is written on the sign Sky is holding?
Ooh.
Protest everything.
No.
That's on the website.
It's on the website.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't know then. I never got that CD.
Peaches Must Steal.
Is it something to do with, like, feminism?
No. Apparently, you guys are P2s and I'm the P1.
Oh!
The king is
in
the
future. Yeah, boy!
No worries. We'll do you guys right next time.
Okay. That was real.
Wow. Hey,
you
that's
guys
just
got
a
brain sprain on that one. Dude,
that
good
be,
job, Danny. We both suck.
That would be Jedi Space.
Whatever, I got yours right.
When?
Okay. I got Joe's right.
That's right.
Okay, whatever.
Team awesome.
You didn't? Did you
team
say
victory.
Binge drinking?
Yeah.
You did?
Did you not just hear me say binge drinking?
Okay, whatever. We got to wrap it up.
You
so
suck.
We both suck.
Yeah, hey, I always
face
wrap
sucks.
It up.
Everybody's
no,
friends.
You're ugly.
Me too.
Whatever.
I like a Jimmy hat.
You're Steve.
Hey,
whatever.
Hey, you know how I roll.
I like
girl.
My little roll raincoat on my. My twigs and my berries, you know what's that? So dirty.
Oh my god.
And on that note, you guys, thank
I'll
you for tuning
wow.
in to another great
there it is.
He won podcast. You
lucky
yachts. I love you. This is a great lucky 13.
Easy.
I am here, I'm queer, and I'm not gonna take it anymore. You guys have a real great week. Ayo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Peaches, thank you for being our friend. Spacey, thank you for all you do. And Danny, thanks for not having gay sex in front of all of us. And have a great week.
Let her get away with it, Danny. Get her.
I love you, and we're out.
Mr. Quimby.